Welcome to Workplace English Pod, a great way to improve your English on the go. Workplace English Pod is brought to you by Workplace English Training e-Platform, the Internet's largest business English resource for learners and teachers of business English. You can subscribe to Workplace English Training e-Platform at www.workplace-english-training.com and get access to podcast transcripts, study notes, interactive exercises, and thousands of additional resources in the training center. Making polite requests. In business, we often have to ask someone to do something for us. There are many different ways of making requests in English. Some requests are direct and others are indirect. In general, though, the more indirect your request, the more polite it will sound. And unsurprisingly, indirect requests generally include more words than direct requests. In some cultures, it may seem strange to use such polite language, but in Western culture, it's very important to be as polite as possible, especially if you are asking someone to do something for you or requesting information from them. In general, the language of a request becomes more polite if you are asking a big favor, and/or if you are speaking in a more formal situation to someone, perhaps to your superior at work, or to a customer or client. When speaking to friends and colleagues in informal situations, however, requests tend to be shorter and more direct. In this podcast lesson, you're going to listen to a number of short conversations in which the speakers make different types of requests. Pay attention to the language of each request. At the same time, consider the relationship between the two people speaking, as well as the nature of each request. In the first situation, Rachel asks her boss, Mr. Green, if she can have a day off work. Since she has a fairly formal relationship with her boss, she must be extra polite when asking this favor.
Morning, Mr. Green. I was wondering if I could speak to you for a moment.
Sure, no problem. What can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering if I could possibly have the day off next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday? Well, it's a very busy week, as you know.
Yes, sir, and I wouldn't normally ask, but I have a very important appointment, and it would help me out a lot if I could make it.
Well, what if I just gave you the afternoon off?
The appointment is rather far away, but I could probably work until 11 or so.
Yes, I suppose that should be okay. But please leave me a voicemail before you leave so that I don't go looking for you on Tuesday.
Yes, I will do that. And thank you very much.
Rachel approaches her boss, Mr. Green, politely. She says,
Morning, Mr. Green. I was wondering if I could speak to you for a moment.
Notice that Rachel does not say, I'd like to speak to you for a moment. This would be too direct for a subordinate speaking to a superior. Because Rachel has a formal relationship with her boss, she uses a very polite request phrase, I was wondering if I could. This phrase is followed by the infinitive of the verb that follows, so I was wondering if I could speak to you. If you make a request in a formal situation, or if you want to ask a big favor, I was wondering if I or you could is a useful phrase to use. Practice the phrase by repeating these sentences after me. I was wondering if you could help me with this. I was wondering if you could answer my calls while I'm out. I was wondering if I could use your computer this afternoon. I was wondering if I could show your proposal to Jack. Rachel wants to ask for a day off work, and because she wants it at short notice, she phrases her request very politely. She uses a similar phrase, I was wondering if I could, followed by the word possibly, which makes the request even more polite and tentative. She says,
"Well, I was wondering if I could possibly have the day off next Tuesday."
Only use such a polite request phrase like this if you were asking a very big favor. For example, you would never say, "I was wondering if I could possibly borrow your pen." For a simple request like this, you might just say, "Could I borrow your pen?" Here are a few situations where you would use this phrase. Practice repeating these sentences after me. "I was wondering if you could possibly help me finish my report." "I was wondering if you could possibly cover my duties tomorrow." "I was wondering if you could possibly lend me $1,000. In the next situation, Charles asks a friend and colleague, Nancy, quite a big favor. Pay particular attention to how Nancy declines the request. "Nancy, would you mind if I borrowed your car on Monday night?"
"I'm not sure about that, actually. I make it a point never to lend my car."
"Well, it's just that I have to pick up my sister from the airport."
"Well, I would really rather not lend my car, but perhaps I could drive you there and we can both pick her up."
"Yeah, that's very kind of you. But her flight doesn't get in until after midnight."
"Oh, that might be a problem because I do have to work the next morning."
"That's too bad. Well, maybe I'll just have to rent a car or something."
"Well, don't go and do that. Let me just call my insurance company to make sure you're covered driving it."
"Oh, would you mind doing that?"
In this situation, Charles asks Nancy if he can borrow her car. He's asking a big favor, and therefore uses another very polite request phrase. Let's hear what he says.
"Nancy, would you mind if I borrowed your car on Monday night?"
The phrase, "would you mind if," is usually followed by the past tense. So, "would you mind if I borrowed your car?" We often use this phrase when we expect that the answer to the request might be no. Let's now practice using the phrase. Repeat these requests after me. "Would you mind if I took the afternoon off?" "Would you mind if Jack observed your training session tomorrow?" "Would you mind if I used your laptop for my presentation?" "Would you mind if Mary edited your report?" Now, let's hear how Nancy responds to Charles' request. She says,
"I'm not sure about that, actually. I make it a point never to lend my car."
Note that Nancy does not directly decline the request. She doesn't say, "No," or "No, I'm sorry." By saying, "I'm not sure about that," she is saying neither yes nor no, although it's clear that she's leaning towards no. It is very common for Westerners to respond to requests in such a way. They do this so as not to cause offense. A very direct response like, "No," or even, "No, I'm sorry," might well cause offense. Nancy follows her response with a reason, making it clear that the answer is no. In this situation, Jack asks his friend, Sally, for a small loan.
"Hi, Sally. Do me a favor and lend me $20, would you?"
$20? What do you need $20 for?"
"Well, I have to take this girl out tonight, and I'm broke."
"Why not make the date for another night, then? I'm broke, too."
"No, you're not. You just got paid 3 days ago."
"Yeah, but I had to pay my mother back $300 I owed her."
$300? Well, you should have at least $20 left to lend me."
"I don't, Jack."
"Yes, you do. Give it here."
"Okay, here you go. But you better pay me back this time."
In this situation, one friend asks another friend for a small favor. In such informal situations, we can make informal requests. Jack says,
Hi, Sally. Do me a favor and lend me $20, would you?
The phrase, do me a favor and, followed by the command form of the verb, is a common way of making an informal request. Use this only with people you know well. Notice that Jack adds the question tag, would you, to the end of the sentence to make the request sound a little more polite. Without the question tag, the request sounds a little too direct, more like a command. Let's now practice using the phrase, do me a favor and. Practice repeating these requests after me. Do me a favor and lend me your phone, would you? Do me a favor and take Jane to Mr. K's office, would you? Do me a favor and post these letters for me while you're out, would you? In the final situation, John asks his work colleague, Kelly, for a small favor. Could you lend me your mobile phone for a few minutes?
Oh, yeah, that should be okay. Well, first tell me who you're going to call.
My boss. I'm running late, and I want to let her know that I'm on my way.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Thanks. Hey, would you mind dialing it for me? The numbers are so small I can't see them. In this situation, John asks his colleague for a small favor. In this kind of situation, it's normal to use a polite but neutral request phrase. Let's hear what John says. Could you lend me your mobile phone for a few minutes? John uses the phrase, could you, followed by the verb infinitive without to. Could you lend me? Could you is probably the most common request phrase and can be used in most situations. To make the request a little more polite, we just add please to the start or end of the sentence. Let's practice using the phrase could you with and without please. Repeat these requests after me. Could you deposit these checks at the bank for me? Please, could you close the window? Could you give me directions to Mr. Took's office? Could you lend me your pen, please? Could you please stop smoking? Later in the conversation, John asks Kelly if she would dial a number on her phone for him. He asks, Thanks. Hey, would you mind dialing it for me? The numbers are so small I can't see them. Here, John is asking Kelly to perform a task for him, so uses the polite request phrase, Would you mind? Would you mind is a little more polite than could you. The phrase is followed by the gerund, the verb plus ing. Would you mind dialing? Let's finish off the lesson by practicing this phrase. Repeat these short requests after me. Would you mind lending me your phone? Would you mind giving me a lift to the station? Would you mind posting these letters? Would you mind giving this message to Susan? Would you mind working overtime tonight? So you can see that there are many different ways of making requests. The type of request phrase you use should depend on the relationship you have with the person you're speaking to and the nature of the request, whether you're asking a big or small favor. You can use informal or neutral request phrases with friends and colleagues you know well. But even in these situations, it's good to add please to your request. You can use more polite and formal request phrases when speaking to your superiors or when asking someone a big favor. Remember that when you decline a request, it's impolite to give a short, direct response like no or even no, I'm sorry. Use a phrase like I'm not sure about that or I don't know about that, followed by your reason for declining the request. Always make an effort not to cause offense. You can subscribe online at www.workplace-english-training.com.